From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. A laptop computer, ramen noodles, a wooden black squirrel. Just some of the items that went into the Kent State University Centennial Time Capsule this week and buried under Risman Plaza on campus. If all goes according to plan, students will unearth the steel box in 2060. That's if. Over the years, there's been talk of another time capsule supposedly buried 50 years ago to mark Kent State's semi-centennial. At the time, the student newspaper made multiple references to it, but now no one can find it. Pamela Jones joins us to talk about the time capsules, old and new. She's a member of Kent State University's Centennial Committee. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Let's talk first about that time capsule from 1960. You think it actually exists, or is this just a Kent State legend?
I am beginning to think that it might be a legend. We have contacted the actual alumni who were students at the time serving on the semi-centennial committee. Each of them stated that, yes, we remember having a time capsule, but when the drum roll question was asked, where is it buried, no one was able to remember. We've also checked our university architect records as well as city records to learn if there's any documentation of a time capsule existing. And so far, no documentation or records indicate that a 1960 time capsule actually exists.
But as we say, the student newspaper did talk about it, and this is not exactly ancient history here. We're talking about 50 years ago.
Yes, you're right. The articles in the Daily Kent Stater dated back to 1960. The information continues about the planning of the semi-centennial, the celebration that took place as well. But the mention of the time capsule, that information stops at a certain point, and there's no further discussion about the time capsule. So we found that to be a little odd as well.
Okay, well, there definitely was one buried in 2010, right? What went inside besides the things that I mentioned, the noodles,
Boy,
the computer, the squirrel?
We have wonderful items and a lot of personal items from faculty, students, staff, alumni, as well as the city of Kent. We have items from our athletic department, uniforms, bats, balls, golf clubs, helmets. We have research manuscripts from faculty members. We have thesis papers from a variety of our honors students. Also, microwave popcorn, beef jerky, and I'll tell you what I'm most excited about and pleased with. I camped out in the student center for an entire week, and the purpose of that was to have them write messages. They talked about women's rights, religion, social issues. Many of our students wrote in their native language, and that is what I'm most proud about. So there are hundreds of sheets of message paper and also a long scroll that has messages written on it from students.
I'm thinking this is a pretty hefty time capsule you're talking about here. How big is it?
It is 36 by 36 by 36 inches.
Did you reject anything, something anybody wanted to put in that you just said, sorry, we've got no more room?
Nope, nothing was rejected. I am an excellent packer, so we stuffed every item in. No items were rejected at all.
Okay, and if we hear anything from our listeners about that phantom time capsule from 1960, we're going to send them your way, okay?
Please do.
Okay. Pamela Jones, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Pamela Jones is Academic Program and Student Development Coordinator for Kent State University and a member of the school's Centennial Committee.